Lauren Lovett is a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet. She was born in Thousand Oaks, California, began studying ballet at the age of 11 at the Cary Ballet Conservatory in Cary, North Carolina.
Miss Lovett became an apprentice with the NYCB and joined the company as a member of the Corps de Ballet in September 2010. She was promoted to soloist in February 2013 and to principal in June 2015. She was the 2012-13 recipient of the Janis Levin Award.
Lauren Lovett will choreograph her first ever work for the New York City Ballet, which will premiere in the fall of 2016. She'll perform a principal role in Balanchine's Rubies from Jules and will have her debut in Christopher Wheeldon's most recent work for New York City Ballet, American Rhapsody, set to Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue when it has its second SPAC performance on the 30th of July. She joins us now. Lauren Lovett, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You had one of the greatest lines as you sat down and you said, I'm not used to expressing myself with my voice.
I'm not. This is new for me. This is very new. Listeners.
But because you've spent, I assume, your entire life expressing yourself with your body through dance.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of what I love about dancing is that it gives me a voice when I'm not really used to speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I loved about it when I first started. I felt like I could express emotions and everything that you feel like going through puberty and growing up. I didn't really have to say anything. I could just dance it, mm-hmm. and it was better.
Peter Martins just talked about how he threw his back out when he had to lift larger ballerinas.
Oh, no.
You are not a large person.
No, I'm not a large person. I'm little. Which can also be hard. If you have a tall partner, that can be difficult. They've got to reach lower to get you, and it's like dead weight body.
Well, so, and then can they overthrow you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
No, it's not.
No, but I assume that's all worked out before.
Don't make that assumption there, Joe.
No.
We have to ask the question. Give us an example of something that may have gone wrong.
Well, I've never been dropped on my head or anything like that, but I've been dropped
before.
That's
good.
You know, it's difficult sometimes. No, I'm actually dancing with the tallest partner I've ever danced with here in Saratoga.
Really?
Russell Jansen, he's a principal, and we've never danced together, and we're going to do our first pas de deux.
So do you work that out? I mean, is it you were talking about expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you go up to him and say, hey, look, you're tall.
I'm little.
You know, let's work this out. Or is it just unspoken? You don't have to. We just have to figure out how this works.
No, it's hard. It's a challenge. Sometimes it feels like you're fighting each other.
Yeah.
But we're friends outside of the company. So that helps. We have patience for each other.
What did your folks have to do with your career?
My folks?
Yeah.
My parents?
Yeah.
Everything, you know, they drive you to dance classes when you first start. They let me leave home at 14, to study at the School of American Ballet. Like, that's a huge thing for a parent to do, to let their child go and, leave home. And they don't really know much about, you know,
from
the dance
California
world.
To
we
New
didn't,
York.
At
New
least.
York, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a big adjustment. My family lived in North Carolina at the time, so they thought they'd see me more. They were like, oh, well, we'll see you every weekend or every other weekend, which never happened. But they've always supported me that way. So very, you know, parents have a lot to do. They pay for a lot at the beginning and all the point shoes and the leotards and everything. And then when, you know, it's a competitive thing to do to dance, and when things get hard, they're there for emotional support too.
You mentioned the word point shoes.
Point shoes.
And one of the great debates, of course, in dance is whether people should be on their toes.
Yeah.
Where do you come down on this? Obviously, you've done this and done it well.
I mean, I was standing on my feet before I even danced. I was standing on my toes. It was comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could always do that. I guess I had the strength in my feet to do point. So when I put on a point shoe, it felt comfortable, which is weird. Maybe that's a little unusual.
Well,
and of course, you know, then you get the blisters after time, but my initial going up in my shoes felt right.
What do you say to those who are so anti-point? I mean, do you ever have that discussion?
I'm not against point shoes. I like them. I think it makes me taller. I'm small. It makes me taller. Like, I can spin faster. I can reach heights. You can do more in a point shoe than you can in flat.
So just reading body language, when Peter Martins was here, you walked in and you sat down on the sofa. He saw you. He beamed. You beamed. That seems like a lovely relationship.
Yeah, we do. We do. I think.
So how does that work over time in the sense of maintaining that and understanding? And I assume a huge part of this is being named principal dancer last year.
I don't know. We've always had a very professional relationship, me and my boss. It's not, we don't hang out and talk on a regular basis. And I like it that way. It's professional. I respect him. I feel like he's always been good to me. You know, everyone has their own journey with their job. Everybody has their own path, you know, for their career. And for me, he's always been very generous with me. And I feel like has pushed me in the right ways at the right times, which doesn't always happen. I feel like sometimes you can get, you know, more than you can handle and sometimes not enough and you're not growing and you're not inspired. But for me, he's balanced that really well. So I thank him. I don't know. And he's told me like he likes my energy, likes that I smile. I don't know.
Which brings up an interesting point. Do enough ballet dancers smile?
I don't know. I love it. I had braces for 7 years, so I feel like...
So now they're ready to be shown to the world. Sure.
He said he didn't like people who goofed off. And apparently you're not a goof off.
I feel like I try to keep a balance. You know, I'm going to work really hard at my job. It's my passion. It's what I love to do. I'm serious about it. But I can't take myself too seriously also. I think some people like kind of err on that side. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's just dance, you know.
Right.
We're dancers. We're not solving world hunger. It's important what we do, and I love what I do, and I feel like it matters. I feel like, you know, it takes people away. They can escape and come to the ballet and feel like they're a part of a new world for a short time. So it's important, but it's really not like vital. I'm not saving lives. I'm not a doctor.
No, you may be.
Maybe I do. I don't know.
Well, we enjoy it.
People have, there's lots of different kinds of hunger.
Yeah.
You know, I have a very. We're out of time,
but I'm. We love having you here. It's very nice. Yeah. And you'll, when will the next time you'll be dancing?
I dance the last day, so next Saturday. Wonderful. Both shows.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. You can find out more about the schedule by going to SPAC.org. Lauren Levitt is a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.